At 6:06, it is fair and 43 degrees in Tulsa. We will warm to only 59 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin this morning on State Capitol Watch, where a former Oklahoma House Speaker and Tulsa Civic Leader, Chris Binge, is appointed Secretary of State.
Governor Mary Fallon says Binge will start the position November 8th. The Senate must still confirm the appointment. As Secretary of State, Binge will be a senior advisor to Fallon on policy, economic, and legislative issues. A Republican from Tulsa, he was elected to the Oklahoma House in 1998 and served until 2010. He has also served as an advisor to Tulsa Mayor Dewey Bartlett. He's been senior vice president of governmental affairs at the Tulsa Regional Chamber since August 2011. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Meanwhile, state lawmakers hear from experts dealing with Oklahoma's high female incarceration rate. Tulsa State Representative Kevin Matthews requested the study to review the various alternative programs that are working in the state.
See if we could duplicate them across the state and stop spending our money locking up mothers, locking up daughters, locking up women, when we could give them the counseling and substance abuse programs and opportunities for employment that are available.
He would like to see diversion programs expanded statewide, especially programs that include literacy and financial components. Well, former Oklahoma Governor Brad Henry has testified at the trial of a former state legislator accused of bribery. He told the jurors yesterday he considers the defendant to be a friend. Henry testified for about an hour yesterday during the trial of former Republican State Representative Randy Terrell. He is charged with offering a former state Democrat Senator Debbie Leftwich an $80,000 a year job in exchange for Leftwich's promise not to seek re-election in 2010. U.S. Airways posts big third-quarter profits. That leads to questions about whether American Airlines merger should be allowed to go through.
U.S. Airways' net income this quarter is $216 million. That's after $120 million in taxes. Last week, American Airlines' parent company posted its best-ever quarterly profit, excluding costs of its bankruptcy restructuring. Though the company seemed to be doing fine on their own, company officials downplayed the financial results, saying strong companies merge all the time. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Tulsa's Memorial High School will be expanding its math and science program with a new grant. The school was presented with a $500,000 grant yesterday from the Tulsa Community Foundation. Well, it's time to clean out your medicine cabinet. Saturday is National Drug Take Back Day. Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics Mark Woodward says disposing of medications in the toilet may cause problems with the water supply down the line. He also shares another concern.
That's what we're trying to eliminate, is the growing problem of kids and adults, but especially kids, taking their parents' medicine and taking it to school and trading or selling it. And oftentimes these kids are ending up in the hospital, and we've even had some fatalities.
Woodward says it's important that teachers and parents talk to kids about the dangers of prescription drug abuse. A complete list of the locations for the Tulsa drop-off is on our website at publicradiotulsa.org. A woman is pistol-whipped in an overnight robbery in East Tulsa. It happened at the Courtyard Apartments near 41st and South Garnett. The robber entered the apartment through a second-floor balcony. A shot was fired, but no one was hit. Our weather forecast, a freeze watch for the counties to the north of us. Sunshine today in Tulsa. Very cool, a high of only 59. Normal is 71. Tonight, clear and cold. The low in Tulsa will be 33. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair, and we have 43 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.